Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Hey, welcome, welcome everyone to Showtime Radio Time. I am Sweets Rascally Rabbits, broadcasting to you live in your sweets, beautiful ears, no matter how ugly you think they are. Aw, man, this is a weird, awesome day. I'm actually getting some progress done, surprisingly. Aw, man. So, uh-oh, what's going on? Who's texting me? Oh, so that's what you remembered. Okay. I will text her later. Sorry. Actually, I do need to let her know that I'm on my show. Sorry, everyone, for the silence here. I'll react later. Doop, doop. Colon and uppercase P. Okay, anyways. Saturday night, I got hooked on to two different shows, which made me stay up until like 4:30. I started two shows. One, Stranger Within. Oh my gosh, I love the show. I only got to like the first few minutes of episode 4, I believe it is. Oh my gosh, do not spoil anything for me, please. And I also started Limitless. Oh my gosh, I actually found I was going through some of the emails on my professional email address, and it turns out my mom also has the email address, in case I don't pay attention to my other one, because I normally don't, at least not on a regular basis. But she had told me about this, or not told me, but she just like emailed me a show to look up on Netflix. And oh my gosh, I love that show as well. Going back and forth on the two shows, making sure that I'm getting caught up. But I'm not going to worry about catching up, though, because this week I seriously need to pack. I am moving either on Thursday or Friday. I seriously do not hope I will be moving on Saturday, because that is the day me, my two sisters, and my dad, as well as the bass guitarist and hopefully an oboe guitarist. And oh my gosh, I think that's the word for it, oboro. It's that guitar that you lay off flat on your lap, and you have this little device for your finger that goes on the strings, and you pluck on the strings where, you know, the actual, where your hand usually goes for the guitar, you know. That's what she said. No, wait, no, stop, sorry. Scratch that, reverse it. You did not hear that. anyways. Anyways, you are not tuning in because of that. Oh my gosh, seriously. Ooh, did I just stop it? No, I didn't. Okay, so cool. Although, oh man, I really am nervous about this weekend, this Saturday. I really do hope I can remember all the words. I forgot the songs that I don't know the words to, I'm not singing. Okay. Oh, man, I'm so out of it today. Oh, good grief. Okay. Sorry, you are tuning in to celebrate the holidays that are going on every day of the week, every day of the year. Oh, my gosh. There's this website called checkiday.com, checkiday.com. You got to check it out because it shows you all the holidays that happen every day of the year, which is super awesome because there's so many different holidays. Like yesterday was like National Cotton Candy Day, Uncommon Instrument Awareness Day, World Ranger Day, Mutt's Day. That's just naming just a few of them. That was yesterday. There's like seven holidays. But today, no. Today, there could have been like four holidays. There could have been seven holidays. No, there is 14 holidays going on today, which is insane. When I created the segment for today, I did not know which one to support. Although sometime after I created the segment, I realized which one I wanted to support, and I remember what it was. Today, I remembered what it was. Today, I'm supporting two holidays that are going on. But first, let me list off the 14 different holidays that are going on. Today is Homemade Pie Day. Oh, I could go for some pie right now. But I do have Italian ice in my freezer. Llamas Day. I forgot to look that up. What is llamas? In some English-speaking countries in the Northern Hemisphere, Llamas Day, the festival of the wheat harvest. And this is the first harvest festival of the year. Sweet. Oh, llamas. That's an Irish thing. I don't remember now. Sorry, I learned that in one of the Nancy Dreams. And today is also Lugnasad. It's also Irish, I believe, because I remember finding that in one of the Nancy Dreams as well. Oh my gosh, I'm so weird. Let me continue that. Today is Homemade Pie Day. Llamas, Lugnasad. I'm sure I'm pronouncing that wrong, though. National Girlfriends Day. National Minority Donor Awareness Day. National Raspberry Cream Pie Day. Ooh, yum. Play Ball Day. Respect for Parents Day. Wait, what? All right, no, I'm just kidding. I have totes respects for both my parents. Rounds resounding that. Sorry, being sidetracked. Let me continue. Today is also Spider-Man Day. Excuse me. U.S. Air Force Day. Woman Astronomers Day. World Wide Web Day. And finally, Yorkshire Day. Awesome. Cool. So what is Rounds Resounding Day? While researching, came across references to several cat clubs of 18th, 19th, and even 20th century England. They were traditionally for gentlemen who met to sing rounds, catches, and canons. The singing was accompanied by ample consuming of spirits. Guys, if you don't know, spirits is another term for alcohol. The bawdiness of many was both applauded and decried. Or is it decreed? Yeah, it's decreed. There was, however, a noticeable delicacy prevailing at the Catch Club on ladies' nights. From 1763 to 1794, rounds and catches submitted to the club's contests were diligently published in the Warren Collection, an important contribution to Georgian music. Cool. Wow. That's crazy. After tracking down a slim lead, she or he contacted an older English member in 1986 who wrote back that the clubs were all virtually defunct, though he declared the person contacting him declared that person an honorary member for their work on the subject of rounds and canons. On the American continent, there had been the Catch Society of America, founded in 1969, which published journals during its active days, but has been inactive since 1975. Feedback from buyers of their book indicates there are individual courses. And I'm studying. Geez, I can't even speak right. Anyways, that's actually a really interesting holiday. I don't even know what a catch club is. Oh, wait, no, they explained it. traditionally for gentlemen who met to sing rounds, catches, and cannons. Is that like the hoedown, and whose line is it anyway? Dude, I love that. Anyways, the holidays that I'm celebrating today are National Girlfriends Day, Woman Astronomers Day, and World Wide Web Day. I actually did not look up songs for women astronomers just because I had a feeling that all of the songs for astronomers would be, you know, generic. It wouldn't be for just one specific gender. So I decided to look up the same thing for National Girlfriends Day. Like, I had a feeling it would just be about actual girlfriends and not because I actually looked up National Girlfriends Day. And it turns out it's not just for gal pals and all that. It's also for the girlfriends of boyfriends. Good grief. Seriously, this is like another Valentine's Day. You should just go ahead and mark it Valentine's Day. Seriously. But anyways, I decided to look up songs for best friends and gal pals and all that. So let me actually go ahead and play the first song, which is going to be supporting the World Wide Web Day. Oh my gosh, you gotta have the World Wide Web in your hands. Ah. Anyways, the first song, it's actually called It's the World Wide Web. It's done by something called You can download the MP3, I know that for certain. You can even check out the explicit version, which is not much different. It's just got a curse word towards the end. You can find this song on YouTube, of course. It's called It's the World Wide Web. It's basically a skit plus a song, and it's by Neil Cicierega. I think that's how you pronounce it. I'll spell it out after the song is over. And again, the song is called It's the World Wide Web. There's a skit with it too.
Hey there, Kevin. What's going on?
Oh, hey, Neil. The tech guy installed that new World Wide Web thing in the computer today. I still can't figure it out.
Worldwide? What?
Web. You know, like cyberspace. Don't you watch the news?
Oh. You know, come to think of it, I have heard about the World Wide Web. Hey, you know, just a few minutes ago I ran into the tech guy. He told me to give you this.
Hey, maybe that diskette will get us started on this computer.
Oh, I sure hope so. Let's check it out.
Aw, come on.
Oh, man. Whoa.
What the?
MC Webmaster.
Yo, welcome to the World Wide Web. We're going to take you through it. Step by step, there's 1,000 pages, but you can't load them unless you hook up your serial modem. After that, you just log online and web surfing time. They got everything you could ever want, from MIDI files to your favorite font. All you gotta do is download the file, then take a nap, cause it'll take a while. You can even chat with your online buds, doesn't matter if they Crips or Bloods. Everybody's friends, that's what I've said, so let's kick it together on the World Wide Web. Build a homepage all about you, with counter, guestbook, and FAQs. There's electronic mail or email for short, send jokes, comics, or a book report. They got online games like you wouldn't believe, like checkers. They got hypertext, JPEGs, TXTs, subservient brides from overseas, news groups, web rings, mailing lists. If you can imagine it, it exists. The World Wide Web's gonna change the world, whether you're a boy or even a girl. There's more people on it every day. It's the mega-powered information superhighway.
All right, man, such nostalgia on that. Oh, that actually came out 1995. Good grief. I think that was actually around the time when the internet came out. That's insane, right? Okay, so I think I'm going to play one more song. I was going to play one that's actually pretty deep, but it's got some, it's pretty much like an explicit song just because of what happens like at the beginning and the end of the song. If that's the case, then I'm just going to play this other song. This other song is just so weird and so cheesy. It's actually, I think it's played by a Japanese group called, who was it? I can't remember. Toy Box, that's what it was, Toy Box. It's a Japanese group, I believe. But someone thinks it's Bowling for Soup, but the person who made the lyric video says it's Toy Box. So this song is called Worldwide Web Girl by Toy Box. Hope you all enjoy. Gosh, and that was World Wide Web Girl by Toy Box, or possibly Bowling for Soup. I do not know. Okay. All right, so that is it for the World Wide Web songs. I actually could not find very many because I was worried that the rest of the World Wide Web songs would just be, you know, just regular songs, not actually about World Wide Web, unfortunately. So up next are songs for National Girlfriends Day. And I'm actually taking this as the friends of the girlfriends, not the actual dating kind, even though it's probably for both. Good grief. Can we just go ahead and make it Valentine's Day? Seriously? I'm going to keep saying that. All right, so I actually can't decide which... I mean, I think I'm going to just songs, actually. Not sure which one to play first, though. There's actually two songs that I really like, but they're by the same people, so I'm just going to play one of those songs and then the next one. I can't decide which one, though. You know what? I'm going to choose the one that I ended up singing along with. It's actually a pretty good one. It's just a little annoying. Sorry. And it's called You Don't Got a Friend Better Than Me by Bryant Odin. You can find it on songdrops.com or on YouTube. And their channel is called Song Drops. This guy actually writes the songs using Bandcamp, I believe. But he does write the actual lyrics for it. I think you guys might actually like this. Again, the song is called You Don't Got a Friend Better Than Me. Enjoy, everyone.
You don't got a friend, you don't got a friend better than me, better than me. How can I begin, how can I begin to get you to see, to get you to see just how much you mean to me, you mean to me. I'll say it again, you don't got a friend better than me. If you're feeling alone, if you're feeling down, just pick up your phone, and I'll come round, as fast as I can, that's my guarantee, I'll say it again, you don't got a friend.
Got a Better Friend Than Me by Bryant Odin. Next song is Best Friends by Sophia Grace. And this woman actually, sorry, not woman, this girl, actually she might be, nope, she is a girl. She's still a girl. Sorry. Or rather teenager. I don't know how old she is. But she's actually a pretty good singer. This particular song I don't like, but it is about best friends. Again, the song is called Best Friends by Sophia Grace. Actually, everyone, I just realized that we're almost out of time, sorry. As much as this should be played, I want to play something else for a goodbye. But that song, unfortunately, is a few minutes shorter. Or rather, just a minute shorter, I should say. Yeah, so I'm just going to talk a little bit. Sorry, everyone. I was going to play that song, but in all honesty, I don't like it. Sorry. It's just my opinion of the song. And if it's my opinion, I don't want to... And if it's a bad opinion of mine that I don't like, then I'm not going to play it, you know? I'm not going to play something that I don't like. That'd be awkward, you know? Anyways. Oof. So, if you didn't hear in the background, I was actually doing something. I'm putting away the stuff that holds up my green screen. Because I did the last video for this week that requires my green screen. Which means I have to use some other location other than my apartment when I make videos now. Of course, that won't be the case because, you know, moving this week. Anyways, that is actually it, everyone. I got to get going. So I hope you all have a great morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are in the world. I am Sweet Rescue Rabbit saying goodbye with Gift of a Friend by Demi Lovato. Yes, I said Demi Lovato. Bye, everyone.